This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I think that the person that I pick will be a big, big, I think people are going to love it. I think evangelicals, Christians will love my pick.
The order violates this First Amendment by targeting Muslims and favoring Christians.
One of the worst things that people can do to sandbag their marriage, thinking it's actually going to help to road test their marriage, is to cohabit.
Our conscience is calibrated by the Ten Commandments, which means that I'm making a judgment on what is right and what is wrong based on the Lord's Ten Commandments. But then the conscience can only be comforted by the death and resurrection of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins.
This is Jeff from Indiana. Soldiers on the firing line, love, issues, etc.
We have claims nowadays that the Holy Spirit, the very Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Holy Trinity, manifests himself in various ways. You could walk into just about any church on any given Sunday morning and on services in between, and they will tell you that the Holy Spirit is manifesting himself there in this certain way. It may be something as subtle as a feeling that sweeps over the audience or a particular energy in the preacher's preaching that day. It may be something more outlandish. They may claim manifestations that are positively miraculous. They may claim ones that seem to have biblical roots, like speaking in tongues. They may claim miracles, not just biblical miracles, but things like gold glitter and angel feathers and all these kinds of things. You can run the gamut on the claims of the manifestations of the Spirit in American Christianity. What do we make of them? It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today, we're going to be hearing from teacher Mike Bickle on the veracity of modern manifestations of the Spirit. Joining us to do so, Pastor Chris Roseboro. He's pastor of Kunstfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and he's host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Mike Bickle is famous for being founder and leader of the International House of Prayer. How important is that to Pentecostal and charismatic movements?
Oh, man, the IHOP is huge. They are literally the flagship of the Pentecostal charismatic movement. They are the linchpin in the what's called the New Apostolic Reformation. And IHOP and Mike Bickle, they are practically royalty in the whole movement itself. So we're not talking about lightweights in the movement. We're talking about luminaries, people who are rock stars, who are celebrities within the movement. And what they say in this movement oftentimes causes it to, you know, go one way or another.
So just to introduce us to Mike Bickle a little bit.
Sure. Mike Bickle is the leader of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. He's been around for quite a while, and IHOP is known for their 24/7 prayer and worship rooms. This goes along with their theology regarding doing warfare with the demonic realm. And so he's, like I said, he's a rock star in the movement itself.
What are we going to hear from Mike Bickle on manifestations of the Spirit?
We're going to start with him talking literally about, the fact that they don't always get it right regarding the prophecies and the words that they're claiming are coming from God. And we're going to notice his attitude towards these false prophecies. So they'll say, "Thus saith the Lord," and the Lord said, "This is going to happen," and that doesn't happen. And note what they say regarding that, just to kind of start to kind of tease out their idea regarding the veracity of signs and wonders and the manifestations of the Spirit.
A lot of the critics would say there's a bunch of platform ministries that speak out prophecies in this nation, and yet those things don't come to pass.
I think you got to clean it up when you blow it. And we've tried to do that over the years. We've had some different things that have said over 30 years, and we've put out statements and said, this was wrong. And you know what? We're not quitting. But the guy said it was wrong. It's not a big deal as long as we own it. Now, we don't want to be frivolous about it, saying it's not a big deal. But, I mean, it's not a game breaker. You're not out of the ministry. I think that you're in trouble if you won't ever admit it, though. I think that's bad.
Okay, I think I'd agree with him on the second point there, Chris, that if someone will not admit that they got something wrong in terms of their preaching, that's a real problem. But is it also a problem if you get stuff wrong, make claims like prophetic claims, and they don't come true?
Yeah, it's huge. According to Scripture, I know you and I are fans of baseball, so let me kind of give you an analogy here. And we both root for National League teams. And in baseball, when a guy gets up to bat, I mean, he is literally, you know, earning millions, tens of millions of dollars if he can keep a batting average above 300, which means, he, you know, at 3 out of 10 times the guy goes to the batter's box, he gets on base successfully hitting the ball. And what is happening in the prophetic and charismatic world is that their view regarding, you know, when somebody says, thus saith the Lord, is now kind of degenerating down into where we almost need to start having prophetic trading cards. You know, thus this prophet over here, their prophetic batting average, you know, is at 260 right now. And this guy over here, his prophetic batting average is at 340. And then I know some prophets, people who claim to be prophets, who literally have a prophetic batting average worse than a National League bullpen pitcher right now. And it's just, it's really that bad. And this is actually kind of being put forward in the movement itself as like, as the standard. It's no big deal. You just need to own it. So you got it wrong. But understand that when somebody gets it wrong, you know, they have said, thus saith the Lord. The Spirit is saying this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, or this will occur to you. And it then doesn't come to pass. The person who received that from God, that message, is receiving it as if it's coming from God and believing it as true. And it's like, well, you know, we got it wrong. It doesn't knock you out of the ministry. You just need to own it when you get it wrong. But the question comes up, it's like, okay, you got it wrong and you continue to get it wrong. Why should I believe you the next time you open your mouth and say, thus saith the Lord? What is going on here that, you know, you're claiming to be hearing from God, and yet you're so bad at hearing from God, you rarely get it right, or you only get it right part of the time. Scripture is clear on this in Deuteronomy 18. All true prophets bat 1,000. Every time they hear from God and God says something's going to happen, it actually happens. And so the biblical standard is 1,000. You know, it's every time somebody hears, that's exactly what God says he's going to do, and it happens. That's the case. And so they're deviating from the biblical standard severely in order to make room for this theology of kind of slippery, not so accurate, you know, prophets out there, which is an unknown biblical category altogether.
So when he says, as long as you own it, he's essentially saying, we're going to get it wrong. We can't tell you when we're going to get it wrong. Sometimes we're just guessing. I mean, that's what Mike Bickle sounds like he's saying here. Look, this is guesswork. It's not an exact science. We're not going to get everything right, but we will own it when we get it wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's saying, which of course begs the question, why am I, as a Christian, supposed to believe that this is a movement from God when you guys are getting it wrong, you know, noticeably enough? And this doesn't build faith. This actually undermines faith, you know? I mean, what if the word of the Lord that supposedly, you know, the prophet is giving is, you know, pertains to something specific in my future, and, you know, I've like sold my home, or, you know, sent my kids to a different school, or you know, married a particular woman, because thus saith the Lord, and then it turns out, well, sorry, yeah, I got it wrong. I mean, this is disastrous at its core, because these people are speaking with the authority of God.
What's next, Chris?
Okay, so within the IHOP movement, I mean, one of the things that they are the strong defenders of are the so-called manifestations of the Spirit. This is going to include people gyrating, shaking uncontrollably, being slain in the Spirit, outbursts. No joke, one of the things that they kind of do as an outburst, they'll go, Shabba, and whoa, and things like that. And this is Mike Bickle, again, a guy on the inside of the movement who is a major leader in the movement, and his opinion as to the veracity of the majority of these manifestations of the Spirit that are happening at IHOP as well as other charismatic and Pentecostal churches.
The real's worth it. I will allow the fake. I don't want the fake on the platform because I don't want to promote the fake, but I'll allow the fake in the room because I so believe in the genuine. I've had people say that over the years, you know, they said, you know, I've had students, you know, some of this seems fake. I go, it is. They go, what? I go, most of it's fake. They go, what do you mean? I said, I've been watching this 40 years. Most places that I've been, the majority of the manifestations are not caused by the Holy Spirit. They go, really? But I said, but the problem is, it's not all fake. And the genuine is in our midst. And I will allow a whole lot of hamburger helper to allow the genuine take place. I said, I won't promote it, but I will allow it. Because the genuine is so important to the kingdom of God. But that always throws off people if they're young and new at this. They go, it is fake. I go, yeah. I go, just, you know, don't be so open-minded your brains fall out. You can understand that the real and the genuine and the fake all exist together in one setting. And it's that way everywhere. There's nothing unique here. It's not any different here than anywhere. It's that way everywhere.
Okay. He has just said that most of the individual, kind of the piety of charismatic places, not just in his church, but in other charismatic churches, is not Spirit-induced.
That's exactly what he said. And he said the majority of it. In the next time, we will hear the percentage of what he believes is fake. But I'm just kind of let that sit in your head for a second. The majority of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, which is a vital part, you can almost say it is one of the sacraments of the charismatic movement, that the majority of those manifestations are totally, well, it's the person pretending, the person acting in self-deception, and the Holy Spirit has nothing whatsoever to do with it. It's fake, which means it is a lie. I mean, if I were to, you know, if I were to do something as untoward as, like, you know, pretending that I am a paraplegic, you know, and so much so that I go and get myself a wheelchair, and you know, I find a way to dupe the people at the DMV so that I get a handicap placard for my truck. And so every time I go out in public, I am pretending to be handicapped when I am not. You know, when that is found out, people will literally, you know, rake me over the coals as some kind of a sick deceiver. And that isn't even something that has to do with God. Now let's bring God into the mix, all right? So you attend this church, and this church is telling you it is vital that you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit as evidenced by speaking in tongues, and also there are manifestations of the Spirit that seem a little odd, but we know that these manifestations are a vital part of the signs and wonders necessary, you know, to show the world that God exists. And then you sit there and you go, you know, this doesn't seem real. A lot of these manifestations seem totally fake. And the person says, oh yeah, no big deal. They are fake. But, you know, don't let that throw you. And it's like their entire theology is built on this idea that God, the Holy Spirit, is supposed to be doing these things, but the majority of them aren't even real. What is this? I mean, in John 4, Jesus says to the Samaritan woman at the well that those who worship God will worship him in spirit and in truth. And here, literally, that we've got a new category. Those who worship God worship him in spirit and in fakery. That doesn't even remotely sound right. Why then would God, the Holy Spirit, manifest himself for real in the midst of a scenario where Bickle says the majority of the manifestations, the people there are engaging in a fiction. They're acting, they're pretending. This is all fake. It's not real. Why then would God the Holy Spirit show up for real and manifest for real in the midst of a complete lie? It doesn't make any sense.
What's next, Chris?
Okay, next up is Mike Bickle actually telling us the percentage that he believes of the manifestations that are fake.
Is that in the last 20 years, I have concluded in manifestation meetings all over the world, again, I've been to several thousand of them, a couple thousand at least, that 80% of them are not real, but 20% of them are. Some people go, what? Here, one there, but when you've done it 10 meetings in a row, you're on the auto manifest club, whether you've joined it or not on purpose. But I want the Holy Spirit to touch people and throw people across the room and do bizarre things. But if it does it 10 times in a row, they're in the club. They really are. Someone says, how do you know? I don't know everything. And I don't care. As long as we don't promote the fake, I don't care if the fake happens. And as long as it doesn't distract people from Jesus.
Well, that's not just a majority like 51%. That he said 80%, Chris.
Yeah, he said 80%. I mean, when we say majority, we think 51%. You flip a coin, you got a chance of it being real or fake. He's saying 80% of the manifestations aren't real, that they're fake. 80%. I mean, why on earth would I want to go to a church where there's only 20% truth and 80% lies? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, what if I told you, Todd, listen, I really am excited. I want you to come to Kongsvinger this weekend. I'm going to be preaching on the third installment of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. But I've been, you know, my commentaries that I've been looking up are a little kind of shady. And some of the people, well, they're not exactly the best biblical scholars out there. So I'm pretty sure that 80% of my sermon is going to be like totally missing the mark. But man, the 20% that I'm going to get right this Sunday in my sermon, believe me when I tell you, I'm going to knock it out of the park. But yeah, 80% of it's going to, well, you might want to ignore it. And immediately you got to ask the question. It's like, which 80% am I looking for, because I want to make sure that I don't have anything to do with this? Who approaches Christianity in this way? This doesn't make any rational sense at all. And notice, I'm not arguing cessationism versus continuationism, which is a, you know, kind of a big thing in their mind. I'm letting the guy who's the continuationist tell us how much of this stuff is a complete sham, and he's saying 80%.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're listening to Mike Bickle's opinions regarding the veracity of modern manifestations of the Spirit. Chris is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Stay tuned.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Oh Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting Mike Bickle of the International House of Prayer, his opinion on claimed modern manifestations of the Spirit with Pastor Chris Roseborough, Fighting for the Faith. Chris will be speaking at our second Making the Case conference this year, November the 10th and the 11th in Houston, Texas. Our first conference is scheduled for June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois. You can register for either of those conferences or both because they'll be two different conferences. At issuesetc.org, November and June, the conferences, the Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences in 2017. Chris, what's next from Mike Bickle on manifestations of the Spirit?
All right. This next one is him addressing the critics of his charismatic movement and him readily admitting to his critics that most of what's going on isn't even real.
So our Reformed brothers out there would look at Kansas City and they would say, this is kind of modern-day Gnosticism. They hold secret revelation higher than the Word of God. What would your response be to those guys?
And I believe that a whole lot of the dreams and visions aren't even real. I mean, even though the people are genuine lovers of God, and even though they might have a history of having some dreams and they actually came to pass the things they saw, I know many people that have had, seen some things in dreams, and then had hundreds of dreams, I don't know the number, of course, multitudes of dreams that were not prophetic at all. They were just pizza, and they were not helpful. They were but because they had two or three or four or five or 10 dreams where there were helpful information that ended up being valid and from God, that doesn't mean the next 100 are right. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, I think it's chapter 7 that says, or chapter 5, that with many dreams, there's emptiness and vanity. I don't mean the people aren't real. Some of them are faking it. And there's a lot of people faking it. But even good people just have dumb stuff. It's just dumb. And I'd say probably 80% of what I hear, I throw it away. Doesn't move me at all. Doesn't bear witness to me. I still like the guy. I believe in his walk with God, but I don't believe what he said is from God. The dream.
So, Chris, he's talking here about people who sincerely believe and claim, with all sincerity, that they are getting revelations from God. Even Mike Bickle, kind of the progenitor of all this stuff, says, I don't buy it.
That's exactly what he's saying, which, I don't know about you, Tom, but I am kind of busy. And so on a day-to-day basis, I mean, if I'm going to spend time studying or learning anything about God, I don't want to waste my time. And he keeps throwing that 80% figure out. And what's fascinating is that all of Scripture, we know that every word of Scripture is actually inspired by God the Holy Spirit, and that it's theanoustos, God-breathed, and is profitable for teaching, correcting, rebuking, training, so that the man of God may be equipped for every good work. This is how Scripture talks about itself. And so if I just practically speaking, I've got two choices. I can go with the Word of God, 100% the Word of God. I know it's the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit works through it. Or I'm going to have to slog through and kind of start to pick apart and figure out which 80% of the so-called revelations that I'm hearing from God, these fresh prophecies, fresh words, fresh whatevers, 80% of them, according to Mike Bickle, aren't even real. And so I've got to start to figure out which of that is real or not real from God. I mean, talk about a waste of time. And how do you even begin to unpack all of that? I mean, it just on a time-saving kind of point of view, I'm going to spend my time where I know 100% of it's the Word of God and just ignore that other stuff, knowing that I have better than an 8 in 10 chance of not wasting my time if I'm listening to somebody who claims to be a prophet. I mean, Mike Bickle is becoming the greatest arguer against the charismatic movement, and he's in it.
Let's hear more from Mike Bickle.
And so in our community, we try to value the real, use discernment to the fake, but without a critical spirit. And when we see the fake, don't be heavy about it. Just be soft and kind about it, and don't make a big point about it. And so we try to live in the tension because we're so hungry for the real, and we see the real. We see it regularly. And I love it because it makes people love Jesus more, obey the Bible more, not just love Jesus, obey him, more effective in the gospel and the Great Commission and missions, giving their money away, more generous, more steadfast under persecution, more steadfast under trials.
What did he just say, Chris?
He just literally said that when the real shows up, which is only 20% of the time, apparently it has the result of really galvanizing somebody's faith. Now, here's the fun thing, and it's not fun, I'm kind of being sarcastic, is that we're literally at piratechristian.com running a series on people who've left the charismatic and New Apostolic Reformation churches for the very reason that it's fake. And what he sits there and says, oh, when the real shows up, it really builds up somebody's faith. But what he's not talking about is the fact that everybody in the charismatic movement knows that the vast majority, if not all of it, is completely fake, and it undoes their faith. It literally destroys them. And here's the thing. The people who leave these movements and are angry about it oftentimes become very angry anti-Christian atheists. This is the kind of stuff where I've talked with and actually work with several people who have lost their children to this movement, and in the sense that they're not even confessing Christians anymore. They're atheists because they did this, tried this, and what it ended up doing was completely telling them Christianity is a complete sham. And so he sits there and says, well, that 20%, when it shows up, it really builds people's faith. No, no, no. He's focusing on the wrong thing. That all that fake stuff, it's undermining people's faith and making it so that they believe that Jesus isn't even real. And that's the problem in all of this. And so, I mean, none of this makes any biblical, rational, any kind of lucid sense at all. I mean, and like I said, he's the greatest arguer against the whole movement itself. He's telling us the vast majority isn't even real.
Pastor Chris Rosebrough is pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. You can listen to Chris Rosebrough and Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour, right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. at piratechristian.com. Chris, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
Terry Mattingly is with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about an NBCNews.com story about the opponents of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos threatening, ironically, to homeschool their children. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office. 314-416-8117.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast, or visit our website at www.holycrosslutheranalbany.org.
An oasis in the desert of pop American Christianity, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit MemoriaPressAcademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.